Hello, it's George Anderson here from intelligentrunning.com, and today I'm going to talk about something that if you've done anything over a 10K, maybe even within a 10K, but certainly half marathons, marathons, and definitely ultras, a question that you will have come across at some point or other in your training, if not the race, is how do you refuel on the run? And it's a question that certainly I get asked a lot, and it's the answer is normally you go for one of the commercial gels, and the energy gels, or you have something like a Lucozade sport drink, and the kind of there are lots of cons and lots of issues that surround that. Mainly, that a lot of them taste a little bit like camel sick. Not that I know what camel sick tastes like, but the whole idea of putting this kind of really sweet sickly gel substance into your body whilst you're running, it can actually cause a lot of stomach upsets for some runners as well. It's a bit of a problem. So it's something that a lot of runners try and figure out the best system for them. Well, one person who has spent a long time and has had many, many opportunities to experiment with different refueling strategies is ultra running expert Warren Pohl, who I have with me on the Skype call today. So hello, Warren. Welcome to the call.
Hi, George. Good to speak with you, and thanks for having me on.
Well, my pleasure. And we spoke a few months ago about ultra running, and I know you mentioned about 33 shake, which is what we're going to talk about today. And I was really intrigued, and I've tried it a few times, but now actually there's a new product that you've just brought out. We're going to talk about both. But first of all, to stick with this theme and this idea of gels and the problem of refueling on the run, that this must have been something that you've come across many times in your I mean, you've done like 100 plus mile foot races, so you know refueling is an essential part of it. So what sort of issues have you come up against in the past?
I went through the classic stages because I came into ultra running having not run for a very long time. And my biggest thing for me, I mean, you know, I don't carry a lot of body fat. That's pretty common for a runner. I thought, I've got no reserves. I need to eat. So I started reading about sports nutrition, and all of that literature I now know is provided by the people who are selling you the stuff. And what do you know? It says, eat loads of it. And so I did. And my results were awful. I felt sick. I was throwing the stuff up. I was forcing it down. When you're running for 2 hours, it's quite difficult. When you're running for 10, you know, that stuff becomes a major downer in your experience. It's just, you know, it's revolting. It's not food. So that was where I started. And then to fast track, over the years, I eliminated sports nutrition completely. And I saw a really big improvement in my performance. And I now know that's because basically all traditional sports nutrition is sugar, by a different name in many cases, but it is sugar. And sugar is the last thing you need for endurance. It spikes your energy, it drops you off a cliff. That gives you an unpleasant time for your stomach, an unpleasant time for your energy. But it also gives you an unpleasant mental ride, which in an ultra endurance event, that mental ride is very important. You want to keep that stable. So I was looking for stable energy levels, and I found that. I started using whole food, real food, but then that wasn't quite giving me enough. From there, I progressed into superfoods. And that's really the path that led me to start 33 Shake last year.
Well, you hear about, I mean, I've read some of the ultra running books and talk tales of people ordering pizzas to be delivered, you know, mid-run. So real, real proper food. But obviously you're not going to get the nutrients from there, and there are downsides to refueling that way. It's also quite impractical in a marathon, for example. so it's interesting that you try to combine real food, but with the superfoods, and not necessarily foods that are massively high in sugars and high in carbohydrates, which is what pretty much all other sports nutrition supplements, especially the mid-run, the refueling on the run supplements like the gels, will do. So you mentioned about 33 Shake, and I know that the gels, which we're going to talk about, we'll talk about them first actually, but they didn't come first, did they? So quick, briefly, tell us what happened next in this tale.
Okay, so in my day job, my other day job now that 33 Shake's taking off, I'm a journalist. And the more I've written, the more I've done endurance events, the more I've written about it. And journalism provides access to people you would never normally get to speak to. So I've been at events, I've run myself, but I've met some of the world's best ultra endurance performers. And I've always, from the very beginning, I've quizzed them on their diet. I just want to know what they eat. And, you know, the first revelation was in 2009 at the Ultra Trail de Mont Blanc. The guy who came second, Sebastian Chenier, I said to him, what do you eat? And he goes, you just have to listen to your body. He's a very cool Frenchman.
I like the accent.
What the accent was. You just must listen to your body. Give it what it needs. I just eat real food. And so from there, that made me realize that I wasn't eating real food. So on goes the progression. I move to real food. It's good. But then more of these athletes I'm talking to, they're using stuff like spirulina or chia seeds or maca or acai berries or whatever it is. And all of this stuff, I'm thinking, well, how do I incorporate that in my diet? I understand the power of these things. I'm learning how useful they can be. But incorporating them into your diet, nearly impossible. You know, it's expensive. Most of it tastes horrible. And it's just not, you understand it's important, but really nobody lives like that. So I then met, through a very fortunate connection, a guy who'd been studying superfood nutrition for 10 years. He knew everything about superfoods and nothing about endurance. I knew all about endurance. I knew nothing about superfoods. We met in the middle. I told him what I wanted. I said, look, I need immune system protection. I want fat burning promotion. I want to fight all the free radicals, and I want natural anti-inflammatories for recovery. And I don't want to take 100 different supplements. I want it to be easy. And he just made me a blend of 33 raw ingredients, all tailored for endurance. That, I took it as a daily shake, and that's our foundation product, the 33 shake, actually the shake product. So that's how we got started with that. But from there, we then wanted to do an in-race product, because the shake is, there's not a product like it on the market. It's not like people can say, oh, I understand this, I'll try it. People have to really be very cutting edge, forward thinking and open-minded for it to work or to understand what it is. Everyone uses gel, and the curse of gel is its sugar. Big one that probably a lot of people don't know, maltodextrin, that's sugar. You know, you look at a goo gel, it says 5 grams of sugar, but 25 grams of carbs. The other 20 grams, 5 grams of fructose, 20 grams of maltodextrin. I have no idea how they are able to get away with not saying that there's 25 grams of sugar in it. Anyway, I digress. We wanted a sugar-free natural gel, and we wanted to make it with chia seeds. There's all sorts of trouble with that because it's a very difficult product to get to market because you can't process it. You can't add preservatives. As soon as you process chia seeds, you kill all of their natural powers. You're just left with an ingredient in name, no nutrients.
Just back up a sec there, Warren. So tell me a bit more about chia seeds, because it's something that people perhaps have heard a bit more of recently, but maybe a little hazy on exactly what they are and what their real benefits are.
Okay, so the chia seed is just a little seed, and most popularly known years ago, people had chia seed plants. Do you remember? You used to put them in a little pot and the green hair would grow out of them. Hilarious. Okay. But who would have known that that thing happens to be one of the greatest running foods ever? It kind of broke into the mainstream through Christopher McDougall's running book, Born to Run. Mm. And in there, the Tarahumara, the Mexican tribe that he runs with, who are these perfect ultra-distance runners, they use chia as their fuel. They didn't use gel or anything like that. They didn't have it. Now, for example, if you've got some chia seeds, 1 tablespoon of chia seeds, that gives you 58 calories with 2 grams of protein and 2 grams of your omega-3 essential fatty acids. On top of that, it will regulate your blood sugar levels, so it's going to stop all of those spikes. It lowers your cholesterol. It's got its own antioxidants in it as well. And all of this from one little seed. But better still, seeds. Who wants to eat seeds? Well, you know, we're not birds. You don't want to eat that when you're running. Add water. The chia seed, naturally, it's hydrophilic. It absorbs up to 12 times its body weight in water. And it becomes a natural gel consistency.
Wow.
And on top of that, inside the stomach, the way it sits in the stomach lining, it also regulates your sugar absorption and helps maintain your electrolyte balance and keep you like topped up with water as well. So it's doing all of these things, one tiny seed, but it is a bugger to consume raw. And that was the biggest thing we had to do, was to find a way of getting it to people raw so they could use it in a race.
So well, how did you do that? I mean, how did you... Because that does sound like a bit of a challenge. I mean, the it's like one of these things that the technical bits, the theory sounds fantastic, but practically, how do you deliver that awesome nutrition? And I mean, what did you come up with?
Well, that was the biggest problem we heard. And last time we spoke, when we caught up after the marathon, we had the recipe, we had the formula, and we knew it works. But at that point, it was, how do we get it out to people on the trail or in a race? Because I was testing them, and other people were testing them, just in little sealed jiffy bags, and we would pour the water into the bag and like squeeze it out of the bag. You end up with chia seeds down your neck and like a bag of stuff. It just looked weird. And I don't know. What we came up with in the end, here's one I made earlier. So this is it. This is a 33 shape Chia energy gel. And as you can hear, maybe, that doesn't sound like gel in there. That is raw, whole, unprocessed chia seeds. So none of the goodness has been lost. It's all been kept. And we've then mixed it up with our own natural electrolyte blend so that you get a little bit of that in there. And also with some nice organic Madagascan vanilla and a few other tasty flavorings, but all completely natural, raw, and organic. That's just the only way we roll here. And what you then do, you've got it dry, so it's not like you're going to munch this down, but you pop the top, and they all come sealed, and you then add your water. You can add, if you want something else, you could add coconut water, you could add fruit juice, you know, experiment with different flavors. You could add more water or less water. You've seen those gels, some of the really thick, gloopy ones, they take with water, some of the really heavy, wet ones, they, oh, you know, doesn't need water. You can make this any way you like. Within 10 minutes, it's ready, but then lasts for 24 hours. So you can keep it either, you know, make them before. If time is of the essence, you just need to grab and go with your gel, whether it's your support crew at the aid stations or in your pack. Or if you want to go lightweight, why carry all that extra water around? If you're in a real ultra event, carry them dry, top them up as you go along. They're just ready when you need them.
So you literally just make up your own energy gels. If you're going out for a long run, I mean, let's say most people watching this will be half or full marathon runners. There might be a few ultras. There might even be a few 10K runners who may benefit from it as well if you take energy gels. This would just directly substitute in for a regular gel.
Wherever you would use an energy gel, you use this. But the things that you get in here, because you're dealing with an entirely natural, raw and unprocessed product, that, you know, all the ingredients are raw, natural, whole. It's food. Your body understands it's food. So you don't get any of that gastrointestinal distress you do with a gel. You're giving your body something that's not food. You know, it's powder, it's goo, it's gunk, it's made in a factory. Your body reacts against that. So you don't get that reaction with this, which means a smooth and steady ride for your stomach. But also, because it's a mild, natural flavor, we didn't over-sweeten it or go mad with anything. It's just a gentle flavor. Run all day long, you know, first one tastes as good as the last. I've even, driving home from events, even the day after, you know, I could have had these for 10 hours during the day, and then the next day, I'll still eat them because I'm a bit peckish and there's a couple left over. Yeah. Can you imagine doing that with a Guja?
No, absolutely not.
So I'll have this. And then there's the biggest thing, stable energy levels. No spikes, no high GI sugars, all low GI, stable energy as long as you need it. It's well, made
that,
for
that seems to be the problem, I think. And I've used all sorts. I'm fortunate in that my stomach can take quite a lot. And I've used a range of different gels. It doesn't seem to matter which ones I use. I use Jelly Babies. I've eaten bananas on the run. And you know, I mix it up as well. But the gels certainly, it's just I don't particularly enjoy taking them on. And that sudden spike in energy doesn't last very long. And then you end up thinking, oh, geez, I need another... Need another one of those, you know, like 20 minutes later or so on. And there are various kind of equations, aren't there, for working out how many grams of carbohydrate you need per kilogram of body weight and, you know, per hour of running. Whereas how many of these would you take somebody who's going to run for 2 hours, whether that's or 2.5 hours, whether that's a marathon or a half or whatever, how frequently would you take one of those energy gels?
Well, it's all going to depend on the individual, but the biggest thing that I've learned through endurance and that we've tried to put into every product is fat burning. When you're doing endurance, you want to burn fat first. You want to make your body the best it can be before you start adding anything. Now, part of that is from your diet. But when it comes to supplementing for energy, if your fat burning is at a good level, one of these an hour.
Right, okay.
You know, we're not saying, you know, I would love to see the marketing man for Gatorade or I don't know, Power Gel, eat the 3 gels an hour that they recommend while running without throwing up in under 1 hour. I mean, it's just ludicrous. And so everyone's, you know, some people need more, some people need less, but experiment and find out, but optimize your fat burning. And one of the biggest keys to that is reducing or cutting out your intake of sugar.
Well, let's kind of tell them with that, because that's a really interesting thing. A lot of people get into running because they want to change their body shape. They want to lose weight. Alongside running comes this mindset that we've got to be piling on pasta and rice and potatoes. We've got to be eating loads and loads and loads of carbohydrates and sugars and so on as well. And so actually the opposite often happens. And then when we go out running, we're precisely as you said, we're not actually tapping into those fat stores. We're using our glycogen stores, and hence we need to keep on topping up with energy gels. That. So what else can, I know that this is really where 33 Shake came in originally, was trying to increase the body's reliance on fat burning as a fuel in these ultra endurance. So how does that work, Warren? I mean, what is the mechanism by which you change this balance?
Well, the simple mechanism, as you very well understand, we have two fuel store sources. We have our carbs, which last us for roughly 2 hours, and we have our fat stores, which even in a lean body will last us for 24 hours and beyond. Now, roughly at a 70% effort or below, we should be burning fat, and a 70% effort or above, we should be into those carbs. They're a fight or flight extra fuel. But if you have a high sugar diet, if you only exercise in short and intense bursts, if you spend a lot of your time sedentary, if your stress levels are high, and if you don't have many good fats in your diet, i.e. you eat a lot of processed carbs, your threshold where you burn fat is going to be lower, call it 60%. This means that you're going to need more gel, because suddenly you just as soon as you're into a light jog, boom, your body goes, oh, quick, get the carbs. You need to train it away from that. And one of the biggest ways of doing that is reducing or eliminating that processed sugar intake, and also massively increasing your good fat intake. So those good omega fats, you need to get loads of those in, but nobody really wants to eat a plate of sardines for breakfast. Now, I understand it's good, but trying to do that. So with the 33 Shake, we have so many ingredients in there that are packed with all of your good fats, which just means that you take your shake in the morning, and among the other things it does, boom, there's all your good fats in your diet. If you're eating sensibly the rest of the time, you don't have to worry. You don't need any extra supplements. It's done. So that's the nutritional way to boost your fat burning. Then on top of that, if you put some training in, you start very slow in some sessions. Give yourself like 15 minutes at a conversational pace. If you bang straight into a session, wham, you're into the red, your carbs straight away. Teach the body to go to the fat first. Do that. And then on top of that, as well as those other things, train occasionally carb depleted. Get up, don't have breakfast, go for a long, steady run. It's going to feel like you're not working, but you are. You are building that endurance baseline. And little by little, if you do all these things, your threshold at which you burn fat will raise. And imagine that. You could take it to 80% quite easily. That's like a whole marathon at a steady pace, not your, maybe your record pace. You can run a marathon, not eat anything. Mm-hmm. And that should be very natural. Now then, let's say you're running an ultra, there are hills, you're in a bike race, there are hills, you'll really want to cane it at some point. Of course, you're going to need some carbs, and fine, you know, we'd recommend these, but who's to say other people might prefer a gel? So that it's not the carb becomes irrelevant, but it becomes what it should be, an occasional supplement, the bedrock of your nutrition, because also the more carbs and sugars that you ingest in the form of regular gels or bars, the more you inhibit your body's ability to burn fat. And the more you're likely to store that fat around your middle.
I think the great thing about this is that really what you're doing is you're looking at how the body naturally works and how what we do, our habits, our nutritional habits in particular, they change that. They change the fact that rather than trying and wanting to burn fat, we start wanting to burn carbs. And actually a lot of that's because that we're just told that. As runners, we're told that we should be eating lots of carbohydrates. You know, it sounds quite controversial, not to you, but to a lot of people, where I start saying we don't need as much carbohydrate, as certainly the starchy carbohydrates and the sugars, as we're perhaps led to believe. But then as soon as you start taking that advice and you start changing the way you eat, then all these things become really, really relevant. And as you said, if you can take it from 60%, where you switch into the glycogen carbohydrate burning zone, and you can take it to 80%, then that's a massive increase in which you can maintain that nice, slow, steady pace. But it's at a faster pace than it perhaps was before, just by changing the way your body works. So,
yeah, completely. And it's I went through that same phase. Mm. I was the bloke who couldn't run. I would run an hour, and I would eat, you know, at least one energy bar and one gel, just running an hour. Mm. I mean, these days I run 3 hours. I don't eat anything.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you're into the long event, then that way you just, it's optional. You're in control of your nutrition. The more you become a slave to eating that sugary stuff, the worse it gets and the nastier it tastes. And one of the best things, a friend of mine said this to me, you know, when people say, oh, this is my favorite gel, They don't mean it. What they mean is, this is the one I dislike less.
The one I dislike the least, yeah. Absolutely. The one that doesn't actually make me want to throw up. And the other thing, the interesting thing is that when you're running, it's kind of semi-palatable. And like a lot of people do it, and if it wasn't palatable at all, then nobody would take them. But trying to take a normal gel when you're not running or cycling, then it's just not going to happen. Where it sounds like the chia seed based gels that you've got there are pretty good boost at any time of the day. So, what about you have a website, 33shake.com.
That's 33shake.com. All of the stuff is there. We've got all the information on the shakes. Yeah. And like I said, the shake is a much more specialized product, and also it has 33 individual raw superfood ingredients in it. Each one has to be handmade because we couldn't blend them all together and then dump them in a hopper and fill things one by one, because you'd end up with an uneven amount of each ingredient in each sachet. So each one is individually handmade with the 33 ingredients, with a stack of measuring spoons. The facility we've got, it just looks very odd in there, you know. And they have to be made that way to ensure the correct balance in each one. And it is an absolute foundation for your endurance diet. You've got all of the things that will help promote your fat burning. You've got all of the things that will help alkalize your body, which reduces our chances of getting ill, which is massive. You've also got a load of natural antioxidants. It's ram-packed with them, which all fight the free radicals that you get when you do a lot of endurance exercise. And you put all those things together, you can beat post-exercise immunosuppression, you know, where you overtrain and knock out your immune system. I mean, I used to, I'm asthmatic anyway, and I get a little more colds than average. Three to five a year is average, 5 to 7 a year was about me. And when I was training, forget it, I was even worse. Since I started using the shakes, which is 18 months ago now, I haven't been ill.
Wow, really?
I haven't been ill. And, you know, I've still been running 100 milers. I've still been training hard. But I just have not got ill. My body's getting what it needs. But for the first time, I mean, I wouldn't want to put this out there as a claim. This is, you know, I'm a one-man case study with this one, but I'm asthmatic. I've had inhalers my entire life. I've cut my dose in half 6 months ago for the first time in my life. I've been on these things since I was 3. You know, and I've never been able to cut the dose before. And some of the ingredients we have are apparently, due to some of the reports we read on them, they are supposed to also assist with helping asthma. But I think the overall thing is you're balancing the body and you're giving it what it needs. And there's also a lot of natural anti-inflammatories to help with the recovery. Because it's real food, it goes straight in. You know, so you can have one after a big event, or you can use it as a foundation, or you can use it just occasionally during times of heavy training. The gel is a lot more of an everyday product that I think appeals to a lot more people rather than just diehard endurance people or those who really understand truly the benefits of a properly clean diet and have felt what it can do for them.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like the 33 shake certainly solves a specific problem. And if you know, you're really focused and you're looking for the edge, or you know, especially with the immune system as well. I mean, running does deplete your immune system. And if you're doing a lot of it, then you're taking a pounding there. You're producing a lot of free radicals, there's a lot of damage and inflammation. So having a supplement that's going to counteract that is very, very powerful. But as you said, you have to be really kind of tuned into that. Whereas the gels, it sounds like it's really ticking the boxes for you know what people are looking for, runners are looking for, and we kind of get that. We get the whole idea of refueling on the run. And taking some kind of a gel. The only difference really is that you make it up yourself. And I kind of like that idea. It's almost like going through the ritual of preparing the gel beforehand. I'm going to need 4 of these today. So I'll make up the 4 and put them in my little backpack or gel belt. I really like the idea of that.
Well, it's also the idea that, it's a control thing as well, because if you want to try it with fruit juice and you find that tastes better, you like a bit of apple juice in yours, or maybe some people really like coconut water these days for the extra electrolytes, or whatever it is, mix it up yourself. You know, you don't need to buy 5 different products.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you can make this up in any way you like, and just, but with the nicest thing with this, with the shakes too, is as soon as they've gone on sale, people are buying them, we're getting some reports back, and we're hearing people mirroring all the experiences we've had testing and developing the products.
Yeah.
And it really seems to be striking a spot.
Making a difference. Warren, thank you so much for sharing that with me today. I mean, it's one thing coming along and creating a product, but to be able to explain that way and to have had the history behind it as well, the story behind it, I think is really powerful and one that a lot of runners will identify with, even if they haven't done 100-mile runs around Mont Blanc before and the Marathon des Sables and so on. But anything that's going to require a gel, this sounds like it could be a really, really solid product to try. I know you ship to mainland UK, and you ship to Ireland as well, presumably.
Yeah, we do, and it's all free shipping. So you know, brilliant. The gels they're competitively priced with any other gel you buy in a shop anywhere else. Difference is, for that price, we're going to post them to you as well.
Fantastic. So 33shake.com, I'll get that up on the site as well. But Warren, thanks a lot for spending some time with me this afternoon. Who knows, you'll be seeing them in races all over the country and all over Ireland very soon.
Here's to it. Let's end people throwing up on the run.
That's a mission. Cheers, then, Warren.
Bye. Cheers, for now. John.